Strange Adventure.
The trim little schooner, the Moselle M, sped gracefully over the calm waters of the Caribbean, and the two men standing on her foredeck watched the tropic islands glide by. Inspector Jonathan Hawk turned to the man beside him, Tom O'Neill, the owner of the boat.
Tom, this is the best vacation I've had in years.
I'm glad you could come along. You Homicide Bureau men don't manage to get away from the crime waves long enough to enjoy the ocean waves.
You're right. Say, that's a queer-shaped island up ahead.
Oh, yes, that's Skull Island. We'll go ashore there and have a look around. An old acquaintance of mine, Luke Lockbridge, has a home there. The Moselle M was anchored in the small harbor, and O'Neill had a shoreboat swung out. Soon he and his guest were on their way to the wide, sandy beach. Hardly had they stepped ashore than a shot rang out from the direction of an ancient house far back on the island. A minute or so later, another shot broke the almost ominous quiet. O'Neill and Hawk started toward the house.
Well, that's probably old Luke out hunting or practicing his marksmanship.
Well, I hope he doesn't shoot down this way.
The men arrived at the weather-beaten frame house just as a large, bearded man came from behind it and stared in surprise at the newcomers. Jonathan Hawk motioned toward the man.
Is this your friend O'Neill?
No, I never saw him before. Hello, I'm Tom O'Neill. I was looking for Luke Lockbridge.
The stranger seemed to regain his composure.
Well, I'm Roger Harris. You're too late to see Luke alive. About 5 minutes too late.
Oh, what do you mean?
Come with me. Ben Laramie and I came over here from Miami for a bit of hunting and fishing. We met Luke Lockbridge and he agreed to let us sleep in his house. He was a strange old character, always claiming that he had found some Spanish gold that was buried here on Skull Island.
The three men rounded the house and walked toward a small clump of palmettos. Harris pointed toward two inert bodies sprawled among the palms a few feet apart. Jonathan Hawk knelt and turned the body of Ben Laramie face upward.
Well, he's got two slugs. Either one would have killed him instantly.
O'Neill rose sadly from beside the body of old Luke.
Yeah, I was shot through the heart. Whoever did it was a good shot.
Inspector Hawk turned toward Harris.
Can you tell me what happened?
Well, I was in the house when I heard Lockbridge and Laramie arguing about the gold that Luke claimed he found. I looked out the window just as both men drew their guns and fired. Both of them fell to the ground. I just discovered they were dead when I saw you coming up the path.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Your story has so many flaws in it that you have practically convicted yourself of murder. Mr. Harris, you said the shots were fired simultaneously, but we heard the shots, and they were fired at least a minute apart. You're the only other man on the island. Were you, sir, hungry for gold?
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Old Army Game, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.